Hey everybody, welcome back to Storytime with Shade. Thank you so much for being here. We're just going to jump right back into another chapter of The Door in the Woods. Hope you've been enjoying it so far, and without any further ado, here we go. Chapter 20. It was on their lunch break that Sam finally saw Jay in the cafeteria, far off in a corner. It looked like he was mumbling to himself and fidgeting with something. Sam approached cautiously, but with a smile. Jay didn't look up for a few moments, and when he finally did, he quickly looked back down. "Hey, you mind if I sit?" Jay didn't look up at Sam and continued staring at the floor and fidgeting, something that Sam had never seen Jay do before. He was usually confident and uncaring. Today, he seems withdrawn and uncomfortable, and it makes Sam a little uncomfortable as well, but he sits nonetheless. Jay shuffled to the side to give Sam more room to sit. Sam sat slowly, looking at Jay almost like he was a venomous snake that may decide to bite him at any second. He looked at Jay for a few moments in silence before saying, "Jay?" Without looking up, Jay said, "Something's wrong, Sam." And then quieter, but more aggressively, he said, "Don't do it." Jay slowly, almost painfully, put whatever he was fidgeting with into his pocket. Sam, at this point, was blissfully unaware of the situation and was dumbfounded for a moment before he replied, Don't do what? Go back to the woods? Look, that's what I needed to tell you about. I'm so sorry about everything that happened. I was so stupid." Jay was clenching his fist so hard that his nails were starting to cut into the flesh of his palms. He was finding it harder and harder to resist the force inside of him, and through clenched teeth said, "Please, leave me alone. Right now." Sam frowned and said, "I'm just trying to apologize, Jay. I just wanted to..." Jay suddenly leapt to his feet. "I said fuck off!" Jay yelled, and pushed Sam, who sprawled out of his chair and landed hard on the ground. He looked up at Jay, a throbbing pain in his hip, and yelled, "What the fuck?" Jay looked nervously about at all the people in the cafeteria who had suddenly gone silent, and were now watching them with avid interest. He felt embarrassed. He felt bad for pushing Sam, and he felt worried that he would get in trouble. Again. More than all of that, though, Jay felt rage. "I told you to leave me alone, Sam," Jay got out through clenched teeth. Sam, scrambling to his feet and trying to ignore the pain he felt already, yelled, "I'm trying to be your friend, you asshole! You know everyone thinks you're a psycho, right?" They both stood there for a moment, breathing heavily. The cafeteria in absolute silence, as though they were all holding their breath. Sam didn't know what to do. The last thing he wanted to do was fight Jay, but he couldn't run away. They stared at each other for a few moments, like gunslingers in an old western before a duel. Jay was fighting a losing battle in his head, and a part of him was afraid what would happen if he did, but it was getting harder and harder to fight, to resist.
"That's right, Jay. Don't try and fight it any longer."
Jay held his hands to his head and let out a blood-curdling scream that echoed around the cafeteria. The room was already quiet, but this display shocked it into absolute you-could-hear-a-pin-drop kind of silence. It was a long scream, and when he finally stopped, his arms flopped to his sides and his head dropped with them. It was like he had fallen asleep on the spot, though he remained standing. Sam took a cautious step forwards. "Jay?" Jay suddenly snapped his head up and startled Sam into place. He stared at Sam with eyes that didn't seem his own, and it made him feel like this wasn't the Jay he knew, but a total stranger. Not the person he had spent the majority of his time with lately. Not the friend that he thought he was coming to know. This was something else. Something dangerous. Jay suddenly, and unnervingly, smiled and said,
I am a psycho, Sam.
Sam had never gotten into a fight before. Sure, as a child and growing up, he had wrestled around with his friends, but never had he been in an actual fight, the kind where if you don't fight back, you might get hurt. When Jay snapped back to reality, or from wherever he'd been, Sam was initially terrified that something was horribly wrong with his friend. That quickly turned into a primal self-defense as Jay swung a hard right towards Sam. He held his arm up to shield his head, and Jay's hand rocked Sam's forearm. Sam reflexively shot a fist out himself and caught Jay hard in the stomach. Jay keeled over for a brief second and took a few steps back, clutching his stomach and panting heavily, and Sam tried to seize what he thought may be his only chance.
"Oh my god, hey, look, I'm sorry, Jay, look, I don't want to fight."
Jay righted himself and glared at Sam, a burning hatred in his eyes.
"I'll kill you," he roared, and charged forwards.
Up until this point, the cafeteria had still been mostly stunned into silence, but when Jay yelled that and started barreling towards Sam, it erupted into yells and cries of, "Fight! Fight! Fight!" Sam couldn't help but think of Steven, he of the battered and bloody face. They were much younger at the time, but it was all still more or less the same. The droves of onlookers cheering on a fight that they didn't understand. The lack of any teachers, though, of course, one would be here soon, just too late. And the almost sadistic and ritualistic chanting of the other kids. All Sam cared about in that moment was not ending the fight the same way as Steven did, on the ground, getting pummeled into next week, or the next school. Jay flew at Sam and tried to tackle him, but only pushed him back a few feet into the wall of students who had formed a makeshift circle around the tables and chairs of the cafeteria. They caught Sam so he didn't fall, and Sam started throwing punches at Jay's back, whose shoulder was still pushing against his stomach. Jay retaliated by throwing blind punches of his own as they grappled around the small ring the other students had created. Most of the punches were aimed at his stomach and ribs, which hurt, but one wild flailing punch caught Sam on the mouth and temporarily relinquished his hold on Jay. He backed up, holding his face, tears starting to form in his eyes, and when he pulled his hand away, it was coated in a slick layer of blood. Jay looked pleased by this development. Sam wanted to cry. He also wanted to run away, but he knew that neither of these options were viable. They would socially destroy him. More than getting his ass kicked would destroy him. And so Sam wiped his mouth, blinked away his tears, and charged at Jay before he had a chance to do the same to him. Unfortunately, Jay seemed to be expecting this and used Sam's momentum against him to pivot slightly, grab Sam's shoulder, stick out a leg, and throw Sam to the ground in one swift motion. Sam hit the cafeteria floor hard enough to have the wind knocked out of him. He gasped for air, but Jay was already on top of him and throwing punches. He shielded his face and his head like an MMA fighter and tried to roll Jay off of him. They rolled and punched at each other, each one getting some painful hits into the other, until finally Jay was hauled to his feet by a teacher and pulled away to the office, dispersing the crowd of onlookers and leaving Sam on the ground. A few of Sam's old friends came to help him to his feet, including Josh, who, a little smugly, said,
"I told you that guy was a fucking psycho, man."
Josh's girlfriend, a nice girl who went by Tina, gave him a small, dissatisfied look and said,
"Oh my god, shut up, Josh,"
before turning to Sam.
"It looks like you dropped this. It has your name on it."
Sam's body was sore, and he felt quite dazed, so he barely even thought about it when he said, "Oh, thanks," and took the note that Jay had written him and jammed it into his pocket.
And that is going to be all for this week. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so, so much for listening. Remember, if you haven't already, please subscribe. That way you'll get notified every week when my podcast drops. But either way, again, thank you so much for listening. You know, share it with your friends, you know, leave a comment or rating, anything like that, that might get this seen by more people. Anything like that would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. I think a third time for tuning in, and we will see you next week with another chapter of The Door in the Woods. Again, really hope you've been liking it. I've had an absolute blast so far writing it. And we are ramping up towards the climax here. So hope you're ready for next week. And until then, have a good one.